Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, it's Collie, Daytime After Dark. It's Monday, February 3rd. February 3rd. I actually got a date right for one. And tonight we have one of our regular guests back. We have Patricia Dobro back. You know her as the great Nancy Wesley, okay. You know, Nancy Wesley, okay, was kind of mean to Alice Hutchins. I know I need to forgive that. But she's been on board and beautiful, and she needs to come back on board. And she's been on so many different shows, like Step by Step and Seinfeld and everything. And she's just one of the greatest actors who I think is underrated that should get Emmy one of these days. So let's bring her on.
Hello.
Hi. I hope that was okay.
Hi.
Intro, because I was being really funny.
I'm glad to be back.
Oh, we love it. So what have you been up to?
Well, I just finished, you know, I mean, I was doing Aunt Sissy, and then I did this little film, and then I just did, the new Lone Star 911, and I just did Sean Kanan's new show, Studio City, and I got an ISA award so far, a nomination. So I've been busy.
Okay, you got the award, and are you up against Jackie Zeman? On the road,
yes.
Or am I crazy?
No,
did I read that, or was I dreaming this?
Jackie Zeman and I are up. We're both been submitted for, we were both nominated for Independent Series Awards.
Oh, that is great. I love both of you. So I kind of just wanted to be a tie. So, because, you know, I can play favorites, but even though Jackie did say that I know her character inside and out better than she does, which is really actually the truth, but I am so happy about you, award. Like I was saying, you know, they should give you a daytime Emmy, they should bring you back on soaps. I'm trying to get you back on board and beautiful. I'm not having any luck yet, but I'm not going to give up.
Well, thank you, honey. Listen, you know, it's a half-hour show, and they have their stories and stuff going on. And if it happens, you know, I know that Brad likes me, and if there's a chance to do the story and stuff, I'd be back. I did also do the – I don't know if you've been watching the Duel app.
No, I haven't.
The Days of Our Lives app, they did the whole thing, the last blast. So Jay Johnson was back, and Nadia, and myself, and Kevin. And so if you guys download the Duel app, which is free onto your phones, you can watch
okay.
that. And there's a whole bunch of other things that are there too. So, it's just there's so much to do out there. It's crazy, all the new stuff that's happening. And, I'm just grateful to be part of it and out there working and stuff.
Well, that is awesome. I will, you know, download it. David said you won Soap Opera Digest Award, you know, way back then, which I already knew. But I was trying to get you a daytime Emmy because they don't have the soap.
Remember, I did win the daytime Emmy, but they took it away from me because the producers made a mistake. So it was a whole craziness.
Right. Well, the producer should just give it back to you, even though because they made the mistake, so technically it wasn't your fault. So yeah, and I will upload the Days of Our Life app. I've heard about it, and you know, I think I'm rather off the app right now than Days, because the real Days is getting me all confused. Very confused right now. Very confused. It's crazy. But I am glad you're on the app, and I'm glad, you know, even though, you know, people need to watch the app and, you know, on the current, you know, Days, you're on the app. That is very cool.
Well, I was, you know, I was both Kevin and I loved being back. It was, you know, it's a short little thing, but it was fun being back, especially working with Nadia again and Jay and Martha and Sean. I mean, it was fun doing all of that. So, you know, it's one of those things. We're all working actors. We keep doing it as best we can. So,
yeah, and I mean, you know, I always just thought that with your storyline, you know, you and Nadia always had this really good chemistry. I've been meaning to tell you that every time you come on. I forgot about that. Forget to tell you, but you and Nadia has had the chemistry as mother daughter since day one. Even though we didn't know you guys were mother, real mother and daughter, for quite, you know, for like a year before the reveal came out. But even before that, I felt like you guys had that on-screen chemistry that sometimes you don't get. But with you guys, you know, you were there from day one.
Well, we had a good time. And, you know, I read with all the ladies that were auditioning for that part. So, I mean, I knew her before she got on the show and stuff, and she, you know, the fabulous actress that she is. I mean, she's so wonderful with her singing, you know, and I know all of her family. I mean, we're really close and all that stuff together. So, and we still are. I mean, I see her every once in a while and, you know, talk to her. She, you know, she's a wonderful mother, a wonderful friend, and I enjoyed having her as my daughter, and in the future, I'd love it again, so it's great.
Yeah, and I mean, she's busy with two boys, you know, under the age of two, I believe, with, you know, I really feel sorry for under the age of two, you know, must be really daunting. Under the age of two, when there's boys. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I would be scared if I were her. But yeah, I will let everyone know to get on the app. And I didn't realize until the other night that you were on Troop of Beverly Hills. I didn't recognize it. I was watching it. It was on Freedom from one night, I was watching it because it was one of my favorite movies. I kept looking at you. And I'm like, okay, this is driving me nuts. This is, I know her. And then it dawned on me. And you did great in that movie. And I never realized you were in that movie until that day. So, yeah, how was that? Because that is such an awesome movie.
It was fun. I mean, I had to audition like everybody else, and I was lucky enough to get to play one of the scout leaders. So it was fun. I mean, it was fun working with all the kids again, and Betty Thomas directed it. It was fun, as well as being one of the soap, the leaders. So it was a nice adventure. I had a great time.
Well, yeah, and... you know, I can't really write in. As many times as I've seen that movie, it just had it dawned on me the other night. I'm like, wait. So people, when you watch movies, just please just pay attention, because you might see one of your favorites in there, and then it might not it might not dawn on you. And also, you were in Mr. and Mrs. Smith in 2005.
Now, I did mention Mrs. Smith, but I'm not in the movie. I'm not in the movie. I'm in the credits, but the director, his cut, there was a whole bunch of other women and men who were, like, talking to the psychiatrist that they start off talking to in the beginning, and we're all cut out, but the director was wonderful and gave us all screen credit.
Wow, and I hope this is appropriate, but you were in the movie Carpool as Patty, and I know Buddy Christoph St. John was also in that movie, and it's your anniversary today. So I cannot believe it's been a year. It doesn't seem like a year, but it's been a year. How was working with him on the movie?
I
know what a great person he was. You know, he was on here so many times.
We did. He and I hosted an event together on a couple different times. I've known him since I first started. It's over 20 years, and you know, I think that hopefully that we can. Everybody should. I guess what I want to say is that if anybody really feels alone, and that they just don't feel like they can face it another day, there are places to call. There are people who care. So please, please, you know, take advantage of that and don't feel like you're alone and that people can't help you, because there is someone out there that can help you. So, you know, call the hotlines if you ever feel like you need to escape this world.
Exactly. And, you know, he was on here a lot, and we always talked about mental health. And this people, mental health is not a bad thing anymore. It's like if you had cancer, you would want to treat cancer. So with the mental health, you would want to treat the same thing for, you know, your health. So,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I was just, yeah,
and
you were amazing.
There's no shame in it. There's no shame in it. Get help.
No, and, you know, really, I think Monique Bernard from General Hospital, you know, kind of made the wave, a lot of it, for people for him coming out the way he did way back was amazing for people to say, oh, I'm not alone then. And, you know, I just think, you know, there just needs to be more talk about mental health. And after what happened to Zillian, his son, there just needs to be a new mental health thing going on in this country. I mean, no one likes to talk about it, but it's not a secret anymore. And I just think that people just need to, if you need help, please just, you know, ask for it.
And as individuals, we can always reach out to people too and let them know, if you need anything, talk to me. You know, talk to your friends. That's what friends are for. Talk to your friends. And then if you don't feel like they're helping you, and if you're a friend, tell them to call the hotlines, the mental health hotlines. There are professionals there that care and can help you.
Exactly, and I'm glad we are able to say that on the show tonight. And so you also said you have a movie coming out, correct?
I don't know when it's going to be coming out. I did this little film called Lulu, and it's probably being edited right this moment. I don't know when that's coming out. I also did a little film called Vinyl Child, and I'm not sure when that's coming out. I don't
that
know
sounds
what's
like
happening.
A lifetime movie.
I don't know. I mean, once as a performer we get finished with it, you know, then it's up to the producers and the distributors. So I don't know what's happening there. I just try to do the work, do the best work I can, and that's it. So.
Well, exactly. And I better let the guides on because I'm going to get in trouble because it's 15 minutes and I haven't let David or Bobby on and, you know, I don't want to get in trouble because David did book you. So I am going to let David on. Hey, David.
Hey, David. Well, you know, I'm a big fan of yours, always.
I know, and you're always a doll. You keep in touch with me all the time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, you know, I love you very much.
Thank you.
You're my favorite. Yeah. Did you appear on Johnny Carson? Because I saw the episode, and did you appear on that show, Johnny Carson, Tonight Show?
Yeah, I did Johnny Carson back in, I think, 1990 it was. 90 or 91, yeah, it was fun. He was very, very nice. He was, if you've seen the show, then you know he was very nice. He was just terrific. It was kind of one of those things where you suddenly felt like, listen, I'm on the Johnny Carson show. I've made it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was great. It was great. Truly a missed person in nighttime.
Yeah, now watch him all the time on MeTV and 10TV, the Johnny Carson. Yeah. I saw you on Married with Children. What was like working on Married with Children?
Well, Married with Children, I did, I'm not sure when. I think I did that one the same year I did. In fact, I filmed it the same day I was filming Karina with Whoopi. So I did a film in the morning, and I did Married with Children in the afternoon. And then when I did Married with Children, I was working with the suddenly just went out of my head. YMCA, what's the group? Help me.
The Village People.
Thank you. Yes. So yeah, when I did Married with Children, that was with the Village People. So it was fun. I worked with Whoopi in the morning and the Village People in the afternoon.
Great.
And then I did
turn that was, yeah. You know, my favorite movie was Speed 2. And that was Speed 2. Watch out. I love that film. I don't know why, but I think it's great. We like working on that song, Speed 2.
Speed 2 was fun. I mean, what can't be fun? You're on a beautiful ship, and then you're in the Caribbean, and you're working with Sandra Bullock, and what a great experience. That was so much fun.
Yeah, I got to watch the movie with no guy. I don't know why I love it. And Kingsley, you look at how it was Kingsley, too. What was that work for him?
I didn't hear you, hon, David. What?
Kingsley, what was that work for him? Being directed by him, Kingsley.
Well, Kingsley, I didn't get to work with him actor-wise because my scenes were with John Malkovich, but then Clint Eastwood hired me and was my director in Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Yeah, another good movie. I'm not the yours, yeah, favorite.
It was great.
Yeah, I got all your movies. I'm a big fan of all your movies.
Thank you very much.
I could go on forever and ever, but it's always nice talking to you, and we'll keep in touch.
Okay, David, it was nice talking to you, too. Keep in touch, honey, anytime.
Okay. All right. Okay, love you.
I love you back. Take care.
All right, bye.
Okay, I'm putting on Bobby now.
Hey, Patricia.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, it's great to talk to you because we always keep in touch on Facebook and stuff.
And I'm terrible getting on Facebook. I hardly get time. It's only on my big computer. I don't put it on my phone because I get so many messages and stuff, and I don't get there often enough. So I apologize if I don't get back to you enough.
That's okay. I wanted to say it's great that you came back to the day series on the app. I just only wish that the last game was on days because it would have been fun. Maybe see the game back. But I know that with Ferris' busy schedule, with her being married to her husband as a poker player, and with the commute between Las Vegas and LA would be hard for her, especially now that she has a child. And it would be hard also to get Kirsten to play Belle, especially with the commute, with the fact that she's on General Hospital as well as right now. I mean, but I figure if Wally Kerr can do the same thing, I don't understand why Greg Kirsten can bring Bell back. But I understand with Martha, but then again, she got a busy schedule because she has family in Texas as well, so she had to commute back and forth from Texas to LA to film and stuff like that. But it's just great that the gang came back, and hopefully the gang can make their way to Days once again. And I figure if they can bring Chad and Abigail into the same picture, I don't see why not them.
But, you know, at this point, it's been so long since, I mean, I just did that, several months ago and stuff, and I hadn't been on the show for a long time. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when they come back in March, I think it is, when they're going to skip a whole year and come back like a year later and stuff. And I think that might be, you know, because they were so far ahead in the past that anything that the fans didn't like or it didn't work, they didn't have a time, they weren't able to fix it, and I think it's going to be nothing but better, better, better. So hopefully you guys will like what happened.
Yeah, because I think I saw on the app, and I hope this is actually a rumor, that they killed off Chloe, and I hope this is not true, because I always have liked Nalia. I met her in Charlotte a few years ago. I was supposed to talked to her and see her in a few weeks in Myrtle Beach, but because of family scheduling, she's going to be unavailable, but I just hope it's not true that they have killed off Chloe on the app.
Well, you have to watch it. I can't tell you.
Okay.
I can't reveal a secret. You've got to watch it. It's really going to be crazy.
Yeah, especially with Jan back, and it would be great to have Heather Landell back because even if you get the current Mimi that's on the app, she comes over to Days full time, or even to get her to be recurring or pop up when she has time between her family in Vegas and LA. It's going to be interesting to see what happened and if there's any repercussions from it, especially involving Mimi and Jan, especially after what we saw the last time on the Days TV show with them.
Oh, I don't know, you know, because I haven't been on there enough, I really don't know what's happening on a lot of the stuff. So you're basically ahead of me knowing stuff that I don't know. So, and I can't even, like, some things I do know and I have to be careful because I can't let the cat out of the bag. And
yeah, I know.
Yeah. But, at this point, I would say watch the app, download the app and watch the show because it'll be surprising to you. A lot of CBS doesn't like you doing other shows, other soaps. So
right. I know for a while Eileen Davidson did that with Days and Y&R for a while before she ended up doing The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I think Denise did that too with The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Bold and Beautiful about the same time, even though you just left the show when she joined the show about a year ago with Katrina, as far as when they brought Flo and goodness, I'm going to blank on.
I can't help you because I don't know who all those people are.
Yeah, but it would be great to come back to Bold and Beautiful, maybe help Sally out a little bit, maybe try to see what goes on between her and Wyatt, and maybe see if there might be still something left, because it seems like you left and the two other spectrum kids other than Sally left, and for a while Courtney left for a brief time, but it would be great to have you back. Hopefully once this whole impeachment mess clears up, I can be able to watch Days at a reasonable time and on TV, and same with Bold and Beautiful at a reasonable time on TV without having to go online or subscribe to the CBS app.
It's so interesting because now the everything has become digital anymore. It's like the Hulus and the Netflixes, all these things are streaming. It's kind of the future of everything.
I agree. But
regular television is just tough anymore.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I'm not going to try to say, and I've said this a few times, with what happened with General Hospital during the impeachment trial. If I look back at past soaps during the last 20 years that have suffered because of long-lasting trials and stuff like that, I'm not going to just go over the list of what have happened when they've been events like 9/11 or the first Gulf War or the last Gulf War and the other trials that happened with Ron Cotton and the O.J. trial and this as far as what could cost the soaps in the long term. Okay, but now that we have digital, it could be possible and possible to see maybe some of these shows back on, and as long as they don't block you or get you stuck with a repeat like General Hospital has been doing a lot, it would be interesting to see that happen. I know that in our market, it's been hard to just get Days of Our Lives on the Cozy channel because of the impeachment thing, and I don't have that much time it is to sit and watch it on the app maybe when I get a chance, but it would be interesting to, you know, get something like this happen. But I will ask you one more. But like Carly said, it would be great to see you back on Bold & Beautiful, maybe back on Days, and hopefully if they can bring Chloe and Parker back, and hopefully if they can bring Claire out of the Nut House, maybe we can just see if Parker will get paired with Claire or even Sierra, even though I don't know how Ben will feel about that. I mean, that's just the dream scenario I have if Parker comes back as a teen and flirts with Sierra or if they bring back Claire and flirt with Claire.
I don't know most of the kids and stuff because we left when, Chloe was still before she went through all the terrible things that she went through. So, we've been raising Joy. Nobody brought Joy back. So
I was going to say it would have been a perfect time and to bring back Joy either on the app version with the last show or maybe on Days itself because there's a lot of great actresses that could have played her. I think maybe if I look back at Lindsay McKeon that used to have been on Guiding Light, she would have been a perfect candidate. But I also looked at her as a possible Abigail recast when Kate Madison left the show the first time. So it was kind of hard to just look into that possible scenario.
The only thing I can suggest, Bobby, is you have to just write the show and make your suggestions and tell them what you'd like to see. The more fans that write in, the more they try to listen. So
exactly. Well, I won't keep. Well, I know you have a busy night with everything else, so I'll let you go. You take care, and we'll keep in touch down the road.
Okay, darling, we'll do.
All right.
Take care.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Bobby. Yeah, and like both boys say, please come back, and please let David or I know when your movie's coming out and stuff, and we will have you back on. Because you're one of my favorite guests. And thank you so much for calling in.
All right, my darling. I'll talk to you later. And I will talk to Renee, who's on the Have and Have Nots, and see if I can get her to get a hold of and talk to you, too. Okay?
Okay. And good luck on the road.
Okay, honey. Thank you so very much. Love you both. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was Francisca Dalvo. And hi, guys. Hey, boys.
Hey, Carl.
Hi,
hey, David.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Awesome.
I know that.
Oh, Maggie's on. Hey, Maggie.
Hi.
Hey, Maggie.
I'm Maggie.
Hi.
Maggie.
Okay.
Okay,
you
guys, Bobby,
continue, guys.
Bobby, I'm going on a rant. So, maybe don't you want to hear my rant?
Well, I think I know what it is, but I'll let you finish, and then I'll stay my side.
Okay, but don't interrupt until I'm done with my rant.
Okay. Hopefully.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Okay. I want to thank General Hospital, first of all, for finally coming back and giving us also back. Okay, I know a lot of people are ticked off at the East Coast because the West Coast is gaining no problem, but you guys have to wait till 5 o'clock. I don't find that fair at all, number one. I find that so unfair. So, you know, maybe they missed 15 minutes of it. And I find it, you know, come on. Come on, people. We don't need to repeat the same thing over and over and over with this trial. And if he's about to go down, please, God, do something and just let him go down and let him go down so violently is so great because it's time, it's way past time. And for all the Republicans out there who think what he did was not impeachable, but you want to impeach Clinton over a really private matter, okay, there's something called. There's something called calling up a foreign president and asking for a pro quo and asking and kind of asking for a favor. It's almost like the mob, you guys. So before everyone thinks he's not guilty, listen to the tape. Have some common sense, and the network needs to have some common sense. And if they are not gonna bring Ryan out here on the West Coast every day, like they, I have to watch it on YouTube or whatever, which is becoming really annoying. Stop it. Because I'm done. I'm done with this trial. I am so done. I was done 2 weeks ago. And I could have been a better lawyer than any one of those people out there. And secondly, I just want to say congratulations to the Chiefs, even though the 49ers won that game. And everyone knows I'm usually not a 49er fan, but Wissa Suman is on the 49ers.
Am I Robbie Gold?
So, you know, gotta stick to my homeboy. And I'm sorry, but the Niners won that game, right, Maggie?
Right.
Right. I agree with you on that, Carly, because even because I had even before the show, after I saw a post that Stephen A. Smith put, I ended up going, really, Dick? You have to say, you think they're, because the Niners blew it? How about the refs help them? Now we got Niners fans ready to go after the refs. Just like Saints fans.
Well, true, and I just want to say, you know, now the football season is over, which is very sad. I don't know what I'm going to do on Sundays anymore, but I just want to say we don't have to have an interview on Mondays unless it's very, very important that we do, because Mondays are just one of the days when you don't want to, you know, sometimes do an interview. And so, David, our PR guy, please just schedule them Tuesday through Friday. Why, Maggie?
Right, absolutely. Mondays suck. I'm sorry. I used to talk to my mom, and she was born on a Monday, and she said,
Well, Carly, unless you're going to I know the football season may be over as far as the Seahawks is concerned, but what about this new XFL Dragons team? You got to check them out, even though the XFL is run by Vince McMahon, and he runs the WWE as well. So you got to check that out.
I hate wrestling.
For the
You know me, I'm all for
it. I like wrestling. I like wrestling.
And I just want to say that also this day has been crazy, but I also want to say a year ago today we lost Kristoff, and it's still for me because I was checking my Twitter and I saw some DMs that I have saved from him, and at first it felt very beyond my greatness. But, you know, there isn't a day that has gone by that I don't miss you. And, you know, you really should be here. And, you know, I just, you know, I missed you on my, you know, I totally missed you there, but I totally missed you on here. And, you know, I just, you know, he was incredible. He was amazing. He was my TV husband for so long. And thank you, Jay Eddie, for coming in and stepping in for my TV husband. I really appreciate it. And, you know, because, Maggie, doesn't it seem weird that it's been a year?
Sometimes it feels like it was yesterday. I mean, like with Kobe it was like, TMZ broke it right away, and I didn't want to believe them. So I checked ESPN, and actually they knew the truth, which I love ESPN.
Right.
And it's like, we need better mental health care.
Exactly.
You know, death is disease just like every other disease, cancer, you name it. And they need to step up and prevent this because we're losing too many people.
We did talk to Mark to say this week.
I don't know, Maggie. I'm sorry, Carly. I don't know, Maggie, if you saw half of the Kristoff tribute a couple weeks ago before the impeachment trial broke in, which is another problem, too, because I can't afford to get up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and watch and get myself forced to watch the last half hour of Town Hall just to watch General Hospital. Because we lost it here. Because we got at least half of it too, because we're in the 3 o'clock, 2 central time zone like you are, Maggie. And it was difficult for me to try to record from the end of Nightline to the beginning of the 4:30, 4 o'clock news for the show, and ended up just getting news or infomercial during that time, or getting the replay of Jeopardy from the daytime edition, as far as that's concerned. Because it was hard for me. Just watch to the point where I just gave up and just decided I'm going to either watch stuff online or just hope that somebody saw it and just spoil it for me, even though I'm good for a good spoiler. Because in my opinion, and I'll agree with you, Carly, they had picked a fine time to leave some great storylines on Days and what's going on in
sweet.
TH now.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I want to say something.
And we're sharing some breast cancer care on YNR. They pick a fine time to interrupt.
He wasn't done.
Bobby?
I'm sorry, Maggie.
Did you seriously want me to kill you tonight?
No, Carly. I'm sorry, Carly.
No, I am.
Just laughing seemed like you did about this whole impeachment thing, which. Hopefully after Wednesday, we won't hear the last of it. Now, go on.
Okay, children.
I was just going to say, number one, TMZ, I'm still mad at you for
me too.
Not giving the family enough notice with Kristoff and with Kobe Bryant. And another thing, if I am so grateful. It was Maggie, the one that told me about Kristoff. Had it been anyone else, you know, anyone else, I would probably have hung up on you, called you crazy, and all that. But since it, you know, when Maggie was the one that had break my heart, literally, she broke my heart, and she knows that. I'm just saying that I'm glad it was Maggie, and I'm glad it wasn't the two of you. Because if it was the two of you, you would have not got the nicest response to me. Because I was in denial the whole day, to be honest. I thought every news maker was going to get sued, and I was going to sue them right along with Krista. And I'm still, you know, it's a year, but it seemed like it was yesterday. And I just want to say that TMZ, you're here unnoticed right now. You have crossed the line again. And I'm sick of seeing families find out through the media. You don't do that.
No.
You did that with Kristoff, and now you did it with Kobe, and you need to stop it. You did the reporting a second job. Everyone sucked at the reporting of Kobe. No one got it right for hours. And people should just let the family kind of, you know, cope with it. And then, you know, put it on later in the day. We didn't know the dollar. We didn't know the dollar was dead for 3 hours. Come on. This, you know, you reporting, you know, has got to be better.
Right,
no.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm not gonna, you know, where TMZ is the concern. If anyone ever wanted me to interview Harvey Levinson from TMZ, well, it would be a very hostile interview, and he would get call me with a baseball bat interview. So, it would not be the best interview in the world. So, David, this never, ever, ever think bringing me a TMZ reporter would be good because it ruined. Right, Mandy?
Absolutely, positively. Both cases, I checked with ABC first. That's who I trust, ABC. And if they confirm it, then I know it's true. That's why I waited to let you know that I heard it during the night, but I didn't want to believe to you. I didn't want to believe yet because so far they've had everybody dying and they're not dead. You know, it's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
And I want to ask one thing. Just be thankful that – I'm sorry, Carly. Just be thankful that the Super Bowl happened yesterday, and that was a little bit of a distraction from everything that have gone this week as far as Kobe is concerned, because we'll never hear the end of it as far as Kobe Bryant for a long time, or this impeachment stuff. So good thing that this was a little distraction, even though I don't like this impeachment stuff as far as interrupting my shows, because it ruined a good storyline on Young and Restless, good storyline on Days, and a good storyline on General Hospital.
I agree.
Well, and also I want to say I'm not fully caught up with General Hospital yet, and I don't want to hear it. But I have a bone to pick with you, Zach. Do not go into Sunny's house and say that Jocelyn is unsafe. Do not do that where I know you were in on the shooting along with Valentine. You were And why is she sending them for you? And
I am deported.
I am so sick of the selfish, righteous act that stop it. I don't like you. I will never like you. I will never like Ava. You know, Zillian and I have a hate-love relationship. But I hate Ava. I will always hate Ava. I will always hate Jax. That has never been the same, even Maggie.
Neither. Jerry, I like Jerry better.
Ava,
I know Jerry was a bad guy.
Ava is the reason why Morgan's dead. Okay?
Exactly.
Jax is the reason why. You know, come on, his brother was lying at Jerry Jax for so long, coming in the mental code. And number two, Jax, you had called me held with a gun by Jerry a long time ago, but you want to say Jason and Sonny are dangerous? Really?
Get real.
That's not
so dirty. I had a thing about Jerry. I really like Jerry because Jerry, you could see what you had. You know he was a bad guy.
Exactly.
You could like him as a bad guy. But this mean, white ass idiot, I want him out of there.
Maggie, would you tell people that I will never like Ava or Jax? Will you just realize that once you are getting Sunny, but once you get in Carson's face, I'm done with you? You know, I will never like Neil the psychopath, okay? You know what? We should really put, you know, them all in a little basement and hide them for a couple of years. And, by the way, it's almost like my hatred, except I'm not allowed to hate people, but my hatred is almost like my hatred for Ron Calabari. Okay? And that one deep.
Very close.
That one deep. That one deeper than a river can run. I mean, what are you doing in my day-to-day life right now is disgusting. Okay? How many times do we need to see Princess Gina come back and then Stefano, but Joe Muscosa has been dead for almost 2 years. Oh, yeah. And how dare you try to cast this and put Steve in his body? How dare you, my lady?
He's my paisan, and he's being disrespected, putting him in. Pats, I always liked Steve, but this role is ridiculous. He is not my paisan. He can go to hell right now.
I never was too crazy about Stephen Nichols' character in General Hospital, let alone this character that he's playing, Corey Dean Stefano. Because, like you said, Corey, he's just ruining a life, and Joseph, God bless his soul, would never have seen this around if he was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
At first, no, I didn't do it. But I think he's doing a great job doing that interpretation of Stefano.
No, he's not.
First thing, I think he's doing a great job.
Okay.
First thing, I agree with
it. Okay. Before I forget, guys, we have a new rule. We have a new rule, and they're building one more. We can't talk over each other. You guys, we need to remember that, Bobby.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Carly, but what show is David watching? Because apparently he's not watching Days. He's watching something else.
It's different
from what we're talking about.
Number two, I haven't watched Young and the Restless. I mean, I watched it at my parents' house last week. I got somewhat caught up. But it was on today because of the trial. And I'm not calling this trial of the century. I'm calling it the trial worse than O.J. Simpson. I'm calling it the laughable trial of on Nathan because, number one, I will go back to the Constitution. And the lawyers for him want to say this is a non-constituting, whatever, impeachable. Okay. So what Clinton did, and I'm not saying what Clinton did on air, calling the language, I'm not going to say it.
Good girl. Very good.
Thank you. But what Clinton did was make Trump look like a saint. You know, I mean, make Clinton look like a saint. Okay, and number two, he's making Mr. Nixon look really great about now. Okay,
yeah.
So if you guys just want to say, if you guys just keep wanting this stupid trial keep going on, call your congressmen, call your senators and say, vote for it. Vote to get him out. Do not acquit him. If you acquit him, I promise you, every Republican who acquits him will lose their job in November. And I want to see Mr. McConnell and Lindsey Graham out of the Senate.
Okay. Yeah,
exactly. Well, you know what, Carly? I'm like this, and I said this on the General Hospital fan page for the number of days that we got left hanging because they had to not show it before, had to show it late at night. I know who I'm not voting for come November. Okay?
That's how you do it.
I don't care who comes out of Iowa, New Hampshire, or South Carolina, or wherever, as far as the Democrats are concerned, going into the convention. Because I think this person, he or she, will be better than who we got in the White House now. And in my opinion, if it weren't for certain countries interfering in the elections, I believe we would probably have Hillary in the White House. But then again, she had evidence of what happened in Benghazi and with the emails that probably would put her in the same position that this guy is in.
Exactly. Well, Wednesday's the date we'll find out. And hopefully we'll get back to normal because right now I'm just following two soaps, days and dates. The others can go take a leap.
Well, okay, and we're going to wrap up pretty soon because we have a lot of shows this week. We had Jessica Morris Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m.
7:30 p.m.
And
of your time?
Jessica Morris, yes. And I got her.
Is it 7:30 p.m. your time?
I'm the one that got her. I'm the one that did it. So, I'm sorry, David, nothing against you. I'm just proud of myself. And then we have Thursday night, we have Lainey Curtis on. And if Carly and Maggie are in the mood, we might have a show on Friday. It just depends how a week goes, right, Maggie?
Right.
Well, I'm going to be going out on Friday night because the next few weeks on Friday night, it's going to be kind of busy for me because I've got a dance to go to with my girlfriend this Friday. Valentine's Day with my girlfriend. I might be in Revolution and might be able to talk to you then. And a baseball game on the 28th. So Fridays in February might be a little bit booked up for me.
That's quite all right. Enjoy your girlfriend. That's more important.
Yeah, enjoy your girlfriend. Don't do anything stupid.
I might talk to you in Myrtle Beach, but I'm going to probably be unable to track down Cassie or Cassie the Pilot or Wally Kurt as far as getting an impromptu interview with them in Myrtle Beach because I won't be meeting them, Jacob Young and Brave from State. I think it'd be hard to just get an impromptu interview set up because I'll be at a different place than where you are.
But, okay, but I'm, as a closeout, I am going to be playing Kelsey Ballerini, Resins for Kristoff, and then we will see you Wednesday night with Jessica, and then we have Thursday night.
Now, what time is that? Carly, what time is that on the East Coast? Is that 10:30 or 10 o'clock or 8?
For Jessica?
Yeah.
6:30.
So that would be Pacific, is that Pacific or Eastern?
6:30 was 6:30 West Coast time.
Okay. All right. I'll be able to make it. I just didn't know what's going to conflict with my sleep time or not, but mm-hmm. I should be fine.
Okay, well, you guys have a great night, and we will be back here on Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Okay.
Have a good night, you all.
Bye, guys.
Good night.
Here's Resin.
Bye.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
I changed the presets in my truck so those old songs don't sneak up. They still find me and remind me, yeah, you come back that easy. Try restaurants I've never been to, order new things off the menu that I never tried, cause you didn't like, with two drinks in and you're by my side. I've talked to friends, talked to myself, I talk to God, I pray like hell, but I still miss you. I've tried sober, I've tried.
Hello.
Letters by Kelsey Ballerini. And so thank you for calling in, everyone, and we will see you Wednesday night at 6:30. Okay, bye.